Murdered girl's pants found near location of body recovery in East Texas River, says searcher. By Breitbart, Texas on February 22, 2024. Livingston, Texas, Texas EquiSearch founder Tim Miller revealed that searchers found a pair of pants belonging to 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham along the bank of the Trinity River near the location where the body was recovered on Tuesday. Miller revealed details of the recovery effort during an interview on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Thursday. Miller told Nancy Grace his teams found something right along the shoreline which ended up being evidence. Grace pushed back for more details, leading to the revelation that a pair of girls' pants were found by the Trinity River under the US 59 and rail bridges. Was it clothing? Grace asked. It was clothing, Miller responded. Was it pants? Grace asked, pushing harder. Yes, Miller said. Grace then asked rhetorically, why does an 11-year-old girl not have her pants on? He raped her, Grace said, responding to her own question. This animal raped this 11-year-old girl. Law enforcement officials in Polk County have not charged the suspected killer, Don Stephen McDougall, with raping Audrey Cunningham at this time. McDougall is being held without bond in the Polk County jail on a charge of capital murder in connection to Audrey's death. He also is charged with an unrelated crime of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. In addition to Miller, Nancy Grace was joined on the show by Breitbart Texas associate editor Bob Price, Breitbart Texas legal analyst and Livingston attorney Lana Shadwick, Cold Case Foundation director Chris McDonough, Jacksonville State University professor of forensics Joe Scott Morgan, Oxygen Forensics CEO and mobile device forensics expert Lee Reiber, Crime Stoppers of Houston director of victim services and advocacy Andy Cahan, and Leslie Gaskins, a convenience store employee who saw McDougall on the day of the alleged murder of Audrey Cunningham. Related articles. East Texas DA announces capital murder charges. Body of missing 11-year-old girl found in river. East Texas Sheriff, McDougall admitted leaving house with missing 11-year-old girl. Day 4, East Texas search resumes for 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham. Don McDougall named main person of interest in disappearance of East Texas girl. East Texas man connected to missing 11-year-old girl charged with aggravated assault. East Texas police searching for missing 11-year-old girl. Miller also described how he and his team used sophisticated sonar technology to locate Audrey's body. He said the search was very frustrating because he would find an image he believed to be her body but couldn't find it again. He said he first spotted the image on Sunday but the high river level and swift currents prevented his getting a conclusive identification. On Monday, he returned to the same area couldn't find her. I literally went through that area more than 80 times, Miller explained. And then I got another image, and I said, oh my God, I said, I could make out legs and arms. At this point, police officials contacted the Trinity River Authority and got them to reduce water flow from the Lake Livingston Dam. This effort eventually lowered the level of the river near the bridges and slowed the currents, allowing Texas Department of Public Safety dive teams to locate and recover Audrey's body on Tuesday. An arrest affidavit from the Polk County Sheriff's Office states that Audrey's body was discovered with a large rock tied to the child victim's body. The rope was consistent with rope that was observed in McDougall's vehicle on a traffic stop 2 days prior. Editor's note, this is a developing story. Additional information will be added.